yourself a glass, sit for a spill. It's time to have some fun. Let's do a little thinking, some picking and a drinking. Well, this is what we're drinking with Dan Dunn.
Beneath his stormy surface flowed the warm tide of compassion and kindness.
What the hell's going on out here?
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Dan Dunn, and thank you for joining me. Now, like many of you, I've spent the past few days watching football. Lots and lots of football, and I just want to get something off my chest. Pizza Hut, major advertiser for sporting events. Their ads, their commercials are everywhere, especially in NFL games. And I gotta tell you, they're lying to you. It's false advertising. Lots of places out Pizza the Hut. Yeah, you heard me. I'd go so far as to venture that virtually every corner pizza place on every city in America, every big city anyway, routinely out pizzas the Hut. The Hut is getting out pizzaed like the Cleveland Browns are getting their asses kicked, or got their asses kicked anyway. Pizza Hut stinks, okay? I said it. If you're eating Pizza Hut, you're not living life the right way. Same goes for Papa John's. Better ingredients, better something other, better pizza. No, it isn't better pizza. And they're not using better ingredients. They're probably not even sweating into the pizza like they do in Brooklyn, you know, or in Philadelphia. Come on. It's a sham and it's a lie. Fake news. Okay. Glad I got that off my chest. Now that we're on the subject of food, I've spent a lot of time recently researching and experimenting various combinations of food and booze. And I have come to a single earth-shattering conclusion, and that is that we could all learn a lot from the Japanese. Now, by this point, I think it's safe to say that a significant portion of the Japanese people are batshit insane. And I mean that in the best way. Look no further than their game shows if you want proof. Japan's collective thirst for novelty extends to food. You remember that kid in grade school who'd eat anything on a bet? That's Japan. If you dare Japan to go fill, I don't know, an entire cereal bowl with ketchup and then eat it with a spoon, Japan would. Then the next day at lunch, it'd sit back down at your table with another bowl and dig right in without saying a word. Whether it's raw horse meat, deep fried bee larva, cod sperm sac, there's seemingly no esculent the Japanese find so repulsive that a little steamed rice and soy sauce won't fix it. Now, this appetite for disgusting extends to potables as well. Among Japan's more popular beverages are a Vicks Vapor Rub-inspired health drink called Menthol Shock, made by the country's leading cigarette manufacturer. For the flapjack batter lover on the go, there's Morinaga Pancake Drink. Yes, that's right, straight up with a Mrs. Butterworth's chaser. And let's not forget about Bilk, the answer to the age-old tavern teaser. What would come out of a cow's teat if it subsisted solely on malted barley and hops?
All right, that does it. Get out of here, you drunk lowlife!
There's a recent culinary craze in Japan that I read about. It isn't nearly as far afield as, you know, we've come to expect from them. It actually has the potential to catch on here in the States. I read this report in JapanToday.com, and it said, quote, "Ramen fans have been passing around a newly discovered technique for sprucing up cup ramen, with satisfied experimenters claiming that adding sake to the broth dramatically improves the flavor." That's right, friends. Ramen and sake, together at last. Way to go, satisfied experimenters. You've cracked the friggin' code. One of the world's simplest and most awesome economical foodstuffs meets one of the cheapest and most readily available intoxicants. That loud cracking sound you just heard? That was half the college kids in America high-fiving one another as they sprint down to the Hankook Market. So this got me thinking about other convenient foodstuffs that could be improved by the addition of alcohol. How about Blue Coat Gin-infused Philly Steak and Cheese Hot Pockets? So yo, I'm from Philly. So first off, rest of America, enough with this Philly steak and cheese bullshit, aight? Nobody from Philly would ever say that, any more than someone from Boston would ever order a New England chowder with clams. It's simple. If there's cheese and steak and, you know, maybe a little grill guy sweat on an Amoroso's roll, and only an Amoroso's roll, then it's a cheese steak, period. Not a steak and cheese, or a cheesesteak sandwich, or a savory melange of meat and dairy, or whatever else you want to call it, because you're not from Philly, and you have your head so far up your friggin' ass you can smell your own shit for brains. It's a cheesesteak. That's all you gotta say. That's all you ever gotta say. Capiche? As for Philly's own Blue Coat Gin, well, it's really good hooch. That said, I'm not gonna lie to you. It's gonna taste like shit inside a Hot Pocket. But good taste isn't the point, is it? Of course not. You're eating Hot Pockets, for Christ's sakes. The point is twofold. A, keep the buzz going that made you go to 7-Eleven at 3 a.m. for food in the first place. And B, ensure that what happened about a decade ago when 250,000 cases of Philly steak and cheese Hot Pockets were recalled because they contained meat from, quote, diseased and unsound animals, never happens again. The gin, you see, it kill just about any bacteria out there. Even that gnarly mad cow shit that was in the Hot Pockets. That's just science, people. Science. Or how about cream of wheat vodka? Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? Particularly for the avid day drinker. I've been one of them for many years, and believe me, last thing you ever want to do is start throwing them back like this side of noon on an empty stomach. It's like buying a one-way ticket to Wretch City. The only thing more disgusting than subway cars are the subway car toilets. Every drinker knows that greasy food like bacon and eggs and cheeseburgers are best for combating hangovers. But did you know that a bowl of piping hot Farina, steeped with Grey Goose or Absolut, is one of the cornerstones of a balanced pre-bender breakfast? And by the way, if you're nodding yes right now and are not my Uncle Lou or former child star Macaulay Culkin, please hit me up. We need to party. Oh, here's another idea I had. Skinny girl popcorn drizzled with Godiva chocolate liqueur. Right? Right? Sounds good. It's about time these two divas got together and battled it out. Oh, and another one. White rice and smoked salmon flavored vodka. Real thing, I swear to you. You're hosting a group of friends for game night and want to impress with something to cut above the usual chips and dip. Problem is, you can't afford anything fancy like sushi. Or can you? Hint, yes you can. It's time to whip out the nigiri balls. All you need is a box of Uncle Ben's converted rice and a bottle of Alaska Distillery's smoked salmon flavored vodka. Combine, cook, and roll the hooch-infused concoction into bite-sized nuggets of salmony booziness. Oh, it sounds so good, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. If you really want to impress with cut rolls, but seaweed paper isn't in the budget either, try wrapping your ball bits in government-issued cheese soaked in soy sauce. You're welcome.
A little slow tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mr. Torrance. What'll it be?
Let's have some drinks here, see what's going on, for crying out loud.
Mr. Dangerfield, welcome back. What can I get you?
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out. And then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Coming right up.
Let's go while we're young.
Here you are, sir. How's your week been so far?
Right, the other night I was in a place I felt like having a few drinks. Someone ordered a bartender. I said, surprise me. He showed me a naked picture of my wife.
And how is your wife these days?
Hey, my wife can't do nothing right. She can't cook. The worst cook in the world. Gave my kid alphabet soup. He spelled out help.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
I'm an earth sign. She's a water sign. Together we made mud. Oh, I picked up beauty. And she played around, too. When she said I do, I should have said with who.
Well, at least you have your health. You're looking very good these days.
Hey, kid, I know I'm ugly. I stuck my head out the window, got arrested for mooning. I know I'm ugly. I went to a freak show to let me in for nothing. Kid, I was an ugly kid, too.
How ugly?
I was so ugly, my mother breastfed me through a straw.
Would you like another drink, Mr. Dangerfield?
Let's go while we're young.
My apologies. It's very busy this evening, and we're short-staffed.
This whole place sucks. That's right, it sucks.
Okay.
Oh, somebody's stuffing a duck?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid.
All right then, sir.
I mean, it's not easy being me. When I was born, a doctor told my mother I did all I could, but he pulled through anyway.
Yes, indeed.
My mother never breastfed me. She told me she liked me as a friend.
Well, you have a wonderful evening.
This whole place sucks.
And by the way, I invite you to check out my Instagram account. It's at the Imbiber. I just posted a video of me ranting about this Philly steak and cheese stuff. I got a lot of good, funny reels on there. I think they're funny. I like them. A lot of people are tuning into them and checking them out. And you should, too. At the Imbiber. And the podcast is at WWD_podcast. And now we'll take a we'll get a quick word from our favorite sponsors. And then we're back with the first drinks of the week of the year. Yay! Cheer, everybody! Friends, I love football. I really do. There's just something so exhilarating about watching grown men in silly padded outfits getting in there and mixing it up. And speaking of mixing it up, how's that for a segue, huh? When you're having friends over to watch football, the last thing in the world you want to do is be spending half the damn game playing Master Mixologist. It's a time-consuming pain in the ass. That's why my fridge is always well-stocked with ready-made mixers from Fresh Victor. If I've said it once, I've said it 14,763 times. You can buy the finest, fanciest, most expensive spirits in the world to make craft cocktails at home. But if you use lame-o mixers, you're going to get lame-o drinks. That ain't gonna happen with Fresh Victor, a line of all-natural, clean-label cocktail mixers that are as smooth as Josh Allen throwing the long ball. Fresh Victor features 8 unique blends with contemporary flavors designed to suit any palate. All the ingredients are fair trade sourced. There's no artificial anything. Mixers are produced at a 100% solar-powered juicing plant with absolutely no waste. Right now, Fresh Victor is offering a blowout win of a deal to my listeners. Simply go to freshvictor.com, fill up your shopping cart, and at checkout, enter promo code WWD20 to get 20% off your order. Touchdown! Score! Something else! Here's what I know. Now's the time to treat yourself to the very best mixers on the market. And that's Fresh Victor. And now a word from one of our dream sponsors, Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull, circa 1981, featuring the Platters and Coolin' the Gang.
I'd hold you all night, any day of the year. The way that you taste, I love you, my beer.
Bull! Why don't you get into the groove? One sip will make it clear, the Bull's got more taste than beer.
Bye-bye, beer.
Yeah.
Hello, Bull. The Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Kowalczyk from the band Live, and you're listening right now to the second best voice from Pennsylvania.
Into love, the God, into fear, the flame, and to burn the crowd that has a name. And to right or wrong, and to meek or strong.
Ed Kowalczyk, the band Live. I'm a big fan, always have been. They're from my home state. They're from York, Pennsylvania, which is not too far from Philadelphia, where I grew up. We had Ed on the show, went to Bourbon and Beyond probably 4 or 5 years ago. Bourbon and Beyond's a big festival in Kentucky, and it was a real pleasure to meet him and have him on. All right. As promised, we're going to get to our first Drinks of the Week segment of 2024. Are you ready? I am. Let's do it. Drinks, drinks, drinks of the week. Drinks, drinks, drinks of the week. Drinks, drinks, drinks of the week. It's what we're drinking with Dan Duns. Drinks of the Week. Jazz hands. All right, I had some friends over the other night. We're playing darts. I love to play darts here at the house. I'm looking for something to drink, and I found some stuff that had been sent to me a while back from a place called Via Carota. It's either Via Carota or Via Carota. You say Carota, I say Carota. Via Carota, I'm going to go with, is a restaurant in the West Village in New York City, and they came out with a line of ready-to-drink cocktails. That's right. Sent them to me to check them out, and I promptly sat on them for 6 months. So this place, I've not been there. Apparently a very cool restaurant there in New York City on Grove Street. And they bottled their cocktails. And what I had the other night was a Negroni. They do a couple of versions. They did a white Negroni and a classic Negroni. And it was such a big hit. And all you got to do is, you know, just open it up, pour it over ice, maybe put a little garnish on there. The classic Negroni was a lot of cinnamon and orange and some juniper, lemon, and coriander notes in there. I really enjoyed it. And then the white Negroni, a little bit sweeter than your classic, but it was a big hit. Now you can do, if you go to drinkviacarota.com, that's DrinkViaCarota. They got it all there for you. In addition to the Negronis, they have martinis, which is a espresso martini, and the signature martini. Somebody signed it. That's a vodka-based version of the classic. And obviously the espresso is like, you know, cocaine in a glass. They also have a signature Manhattan. Tried that one too. Very well balanced. That's the thing that stands out to me. A lot of these ready-made, pre-made drinks, just the balance is off. But the balance on these Via Carota craft cocktails are delicious. Real nice with the vermouth and the bitters and the signature Manhattan. And what was the other one? Oh, that's right. The Old Fashioned. Oh, dug it. By the way, about 34% ABV on these things. But yeah, the Old Fashioned was really great, man. They use a 4-year-old rye whiskey in that, some aromatic bitters, some orange flavors, brown sugar. Mmm. That 19th century classic in the 21st century. So there you have it. That's the only drink of the week we're going to do right now. Via Carota, go check it out. And as always, remember, when you're trying the stuff that we recommend on Drinks of the Week, yes, you want to evaluate. Yes, you want to determine. But really, ultimately, what you want to do most of all is enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself. While you're still in the pink, the years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
That's going to do it for this episode of the show. I invite you to follow me on Instagram at The Imbiber. Lots of reels up there. We're having some fun with the reels. Keeping it real. As always, thank you for spending time with me here on this podcast. I know you got tons of options. So many. There's got to be at least hundreds of podcasts out there, right? And you're here with me. And don't think I take it for granted. Not for a damn second. Bring us home live, will you? Yeah.
Lightning crashes, a new mother cries.